Greetings once again, O ye residents of Booville. Here I am once more with part two of my update from Oriole Acres, and if you're wondering whence this echo, I'm actually currently standing in my parents' garage. I'm about to go and see if there's a horse in the barn. I'm not sure if my dad's taken both horses to the farm where he trains them, or if there's one at home, but I shall soon find out. Booville. Let's see. What can I say about Booville? Ah! Soon each boomer in Booville will post a great feast with talk of plum pudding, mince pies, and roast beast. And my name is now Gwentlian Seuss, apparently. Right, let's see what the weather has in store today. It has been actually quite balmy, cloudy, and foggy at times, but certainly not December-ish. Is it sunny now? Would not appear to be, although there are a lot of trees here, so it's difficult to tell. My apologies for any wind noise. It is a tad windy, and alas, I do not have a windsock for this Olympus. One thing I meant to say in my last boo, and probably couldn't have gotten around to, because it was preempted by a cat, was that I managed to pick up a neat Christmas present from my good friend Kim in the mall. Hello, Blue Jay! Hello, Blue Jay! Whatcha knowin'? It is sunny, too! Lovely! Anyhow, Kim has really gotten into burning incense. She likes Nag Champa and Dragon's Blood, but I thought I would get her some samples of other scents that she might like to try. So, hopefully she'll like them. I found jasmine, or my mom helped me find, jasmine, red rose, and what was the other one that I picked up? Vanilla, I believe. So she can try them, and if she doesn't like them, she doesn't have to use them anymore. That's the joy of having incense bought for one. Now, where is the handle on this barn door? I ought to know by now, given that I've been visiting here for, good heavens, 10 years? How long have they had this farm? Yeah, I think so. Actually, it might be 11 or 12 now. But there's also going to be a gag gift in her bag of incense. There was one called cannabis. Now, it doesn't actually smell like cannabis, but unfortunately, poor Kim, her upstairs neighbors are often in the habit of smoking a bit of Mary Jane from time to time, and the smell really filters down through the heating vents and fills her apartment in the basement. So this cannabis incense is supposed to block the smell of pot. Hopefully it actually works. Ah! And we have a barn door handle. Excellent. So I think she'll get a good laugh out of the cannabis one. I certainly did when I heard about it. Let's see. Are there any horsies at home today? Anyhow, I must get to my Dickensian moment before I run out of time again. When Mum and I got home on Saturday afternoon, we found that my dad had made a roast goose for supper. I couldn't believe it. I'd never had roast goose before in my life, and I always wanted to try it. And no, we do not have any horsies, but she might be out in the field. I'll go and check. So yeah, I tried roast goose for the first time on Saturday evening, and felt like I had stepped momentarily into a Charles Dickens novel. It was wonderful. It tasted a lot like turkey. Of course, had a bit more of a gamier flavor. Oh dear, I appear to have gotten turned around. Where am I? I'm in a horse stall. Okay. Right. Okay, found my way. When Shannon went booing, 'twas in a horse stall.
Right, sorry, I had to pause there momentarily so I could find my way out of the barn. It's so crowded and lots of twists and turns and stalls and strange openings everywhere. Oh my gosh, it's an absolutely beautiful day out here. It really is. Yes, so we had leftover roast goose on Sunday and Monday. Ooh, what kind of a bird is that? Anyhow, Sunday was, well, not officially my grandmother's birthday. That would have been Friday. But on Sunday, we went to see my grandmother at her house, and my mum decorated her mantle with greenery and ornaments for Christmas. And then a whole bunch of my family members, aunts, uncles, no cousins this time, my brother, his girlfriend, we all congregated at the local Swiss Chalet, which is my grandmother's favorite restaurant, and had some deliciously festive meals. I had the festive chicken sandwich, which is a new offering, and it had rotisserie chicken, some kind of lovely bread stuffing with sage and onions and herbs, lettuce, onions, cranberry mayo, and there was something else on it, and it was on a big Kaiser roll. It was delicious. It really was. And that came with a box of Lindt chocolates. Now, I don't really like Lindt chocolate all that much, but the box is so pretty that what I decided to do was keep it, and that way if I ever receive an unexpected Christmas gift from someone, I'll have something to give in return. I was going to give the chocolates to my mum or to Kim because they both like them, but I can always pick them up some Lindt chocolate another time, because I do have Christmas gifts for both of them now, obviously. So yeah, Sunday was a really lovely day. Now, sadly, there were so many people and the Swiss Chalet was so busy that I could barely hear myself think, let alone hear people talk. But I did get to converse with my grandma a good bit at her house. And also, we had to wait afterward for my dad to do something. I forget what he was doing. Oh, he went to get gas. So we sat in the truck for a while and talked there as well. And then, yes, Monday we went shopping and pretty much came home empty-handed. That was disappointing. We spent the whole day wandering through stores and finding absolutely nothing. and then yesterday, I needed to go and get the address associated with my health card and my photo ID card changed. So my dad very kindly took me to a Service Ontario center so I could do that. And he also took me to a couple of stores. A thrift store, so we could see if they had any music boxes, which they did not, and another store that I wanted to go to. So he was so helpful that I treated him to lunch at this really nice cafe with artisanal sandwiches and handmade lattes and just, oh, delicious desserts. We both had Reuben sandwiches. If any of you listened to Max Carluke Steak Boo, you may have seen the comment that I posted to that boo about what Reuben sandwiches actually entail. So if you're not from North America, I mean, I can always discuss what they are in another post, but if you're not from North America and you want to know what a Reuben actually is, you can go to his boo if you'd like to. And I mean, it's a good one to listen to regardless. So I would highly recommend it. And you can see my comment there. I saw a really cute teddy bear at the thrift store with a halo and feathery wings, like real feathers for wings. It was adorable. I thought of getting it for my friend Tracy, but I don't know if she's into teddy bears or not. I thought that would be a nice keepsake Christmas gift, but I didn't buy it because I don't really know what she likes in terms of collectibles. I'm going to go back in the house now. It's a really nice day, but to be honest, I don't like being out when there's nobody around.